Hello, this is Nancy Langston, and happy spring. It is officially the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. The vernal equinox point happened early this morning. So no matter what the weather is where you are, today here where I am, it's absolutely gorgeous, 60 degrees and sunny most of the day. But no matter what the weather is, it is officially spring and winter is ending. Yahoo! I always think of spring as the season of rebirth. The forest can appear quite lifeless all winter, and almost dead. And then in the spring, suddenly, it comes alive. So this is the season of rebirth. And this audio recording is to help you celebrate that, to help you honor that. You know, we tend to take it for granted that the seasons will come. You know, winter will follow fall and spring will follow winter. But I think it's an amazing thing. Spring is an amazing thing, positively magical and miraculous. So what a wonderful way to connect with our earth and celebrate. Express our gratitude. If you look around the next time you're outside, anywhere near any nature, notice all the buds. Life is positively preparing to burst forth all around us. How amazing is that? How amazing. So let's celebrate that. But first I want to open sacred space. We're going to do a little very short little practice to get you connected to Mama Earth. Just a way for you to connect in and offer this beautiful earth some gratitude for spring. But first I want to open sacred space. So I call on the north. I call on the south. I call on the east. I call on the west. I call on the sacred sky above and the sacred earth below, Papa Sky and Mama Earth, who have created all of this for us, all of our food, all of our water, our shelter, the air we breathe, brought to you by Papa Sky and Mama Earth. Thank you so much. And I call on them, and I call on the sacred elemental building blocks of this earth, stone, spark, wind, and wave. These four elements are the basis of everything you see around you, including your own body. So I call those in their sacred balance form and say thank you. And I call on my spirit guides, teachers, helpers, ancestors, in every form they take. And first of all, I say thank you for helping me, supporting me, guiding me, most of all, loving me through the years. And I ask that they be with me today here as we do this practice, guiding me and supporting me and loving me. And I'm going to pause here and give you a chance to call in your spiritual help or helpers. That would be whoever you pray to or meditate on in whatever form they take. And if you're not used to doing this and it feels a little odd, I just strongly suggest that you try it, as it really is amazing to call it in and feel their support. So I'm going to pause here and let you call in your spiritual help, and then we'll continue. All right, and we're going to do a meditative practice that ideally is done sitting up. So you want your seat pointed towards the earth, your head pointed towards the sky. And ideally, the soles of your feet are planted on the ground or on the floor. I mean, it'd be wonderful to do this practice outside. You're certainly welcome to take the recording out and do it. That would be ideal. But if the weather or your life circumstances don't permit it, it works inside as well. So don't worry. You can do it inside or outside. It's going to work. All right. And I want you to take a few big breaths. And you may want to close your eyes down just to decrease the distraction. Just listen to my voice if you like. And I want you to, as you breathe, breathe into your heart. And if we're going to celebrate and express gratitude to Mama Earth, ideally we want our hearts open. The gratitude flows more freely with your heart open. So breathe into that heart. And you may feel it get warm. And we're going to do a practice where you imagine you're rooting into the earth from your seat. And this is not something I want you to overthink. This is, your body knows how to do this. Your body's actually wired to do this. Taoists and yogis and Buddhist monks have been doing this for years without any training. Literally, our bodies are designed to ground to this earth that is our mother. So you're just going to breathe, and you're going to imagine either hairy tree roots or tiny little light filaments or some form of energy between your seat and the base of your spine connecting down, down, down into the earth. And I want you to connect down past the superficial upper layers of the earth. Man has done a lot of mucking and messing on the surface of the earth, so we want to root deeper than that. We want to go down to the deep soil, the deep stone. You can even go to the core if you like with your roots. But just imagine, open to the idea that you can root into the earth and your body knows how to do this. Just give it permission to do it. And just keep breathing. Don't forget to breathe. And you may want to imagine a place that you love on the earth. This could be your own backyard. It could be your favorite park. It could be your favorite hiking trail or beach that you love to go to. It could be the favorite place you love to ski. But I want you to imagine that place. And now that you're rooted into Mama Earth, offer love, offer gratitude for that place and all the other special places on this earth. Offer gratitude for the air you breathe that comes from Mama Earth and Papa Sky. Offer gratitude for every bite of food and every drop of water that nourishes you. It all comes from the earth. And just breathe. And pay attention to those roots. Pay attention to that connection with Mama Earth. And open your heart and offer love. It really is that simple to connect to the earth, to connect to the sacredness of the earth, and express your gratitude. All right, and take a couple deep breaths as we come back out of it. You can do this anytime you like, anywhere you like. You can do it at the airport. You could do it sitting in class when you're bored. You could do it at work. You could do it at home. It'd be fabulous to do it outside at some point. So try it. Sit on the ground and do it. It's truly amazing. You get an even stronger connection to Mama Earth. Truly amazing. And I want to offer a couple other things you can do in this first week of spring, wherever you are. These are ancient Celtic traditions. My ancestry is Scottish and Welsh, so I'm especially fond of the Celtic traditions. They had practices where they would actually sing or talk to nature. They'd go out and talk to the trees and tell them how beautiful they were today. They'd sing to the flowers and thank them for blooming. They might smile at the sky and thank it for being so blue. And if they were feeling really inspired, they might make up a poem and offer it to Mama Earth. Go out and speak it out loud to the trees and the grass and the bushes and the clouds. So try that. Try that when, I know it could be embarrassing if somebody saw you, right? This is America 2017. We're not supposed to do that silly stuff. But try it anyway. Try it the next time you're alone in your backyard or you're walking on a trail at the park or something. Just try expressing a little joy and gratitude for all the nature around you and see what happens. In my experience, there's nothing better for opening your own heart and creating more happiness in your life and feeling good. There's nothing better for doing that than gratitude. When you express gratitude, out it comes back. It's a circular thing. So go out there and express gratitude. All the buds, the trees are getting ready to bloom. The early flowers are already blooming. The grass is starting to turn green. Go out there and notice it and express your gratitude. For me, here at Sacred Earth Institute, that's the ideal way to connect with spring and to honor spring. So sometime this week, try it. And that's all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you have a happy spring. Take care. God bless.